Blog Talk Radio.
Right. All right. Goodness, bear with me 1 second. All right, all right. All righty. Had to sort something out real quick. Pardon my tardiness. But all praises to the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our Elohim. Those who proclaim Israel, the root. So we tonight will just have a discussion because there's a lot of things that we have to recognize on this walk. There's a lot of Gentile unease. Gentile madness. There's a lot of things that just doesn't even make sense, and I'll just share a couple of them. Like today, I see a guy and a shark, and a made up whale, something or another, the whale bait where the sharks are eating them. They're bringing sharks to them. It's like madness. Like why? For what reason are you in the water trying to view the sharks? Leave them be. Your blessing is over. Then we see, today, 95, Interstate 95 in North Carolina, a tornado touches down and, destroys Pfizer's, the pharmaceutical company's warehouse with all their drugs. We see, rumor and conjecture about all these Hollywood people who are divorcing. We see craziness that Hollywood is no longer, they're on strike. Is that because we're no longer watching it or because there's no more creativity in it? Either way, what we're seeing is the demise and the end of the reign of the Gentiles, the fullness of the Gentiles that has come in. But we're also seeing a mental disturbance in their force. Now, that all said, what are we prepared to do? And that isn't collectively, that's individually. It's like Elliot Ness, the Untouchables, Sean Connery talking to Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner is all upset about Al Capone, Robert De Niro, upset that he's done all these things and he's losing his sanity because he's seeing this and he feels like he has no control and he can't do anything. And then Sean Connery asks him, what are you prepared to do? And so that's the question, Israel. What are you prepared to do with all the knowledge you got, all the understanding you got, all of that which you see, all of that which you feel and you know and you sense? What are you prepared to do? For me, because I can only speak of myself, I am prepared to be wise in this. And not wise in my own conceit, but wise. I am seeing this from a wisdom perspective of the knowledge, because every time I look around, I get to see what happens when knowledge puffs up, when knowledge creates stiff-neckedness, when knowledge makes you ignorant, stupid, dumb. Knowledge makes you mad, madness. I see all that. So what are we prepared to do with all of this? We have to understand the will. What is the will? Yes, we know what they've done. You know, we know that these fools, first of all, we know that he put a foolish nation over us. So therefore, it should be no surprise that foolishness, mockery, scoffing, ignorance, triflingness, dumbness, ignorance is afoot. There should be no surprise of that. Like, literally, there should be no surprise that these people in this world has a dysfunction, because they were already a dysfunctional group. We were lowered because we chose knowledge over wisdom. Wisdom, the tree of life. Knowledge, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We chose the folly. We can't be mad at their ignorance because they're dumb, because they have no clue, because they're not raised up like us, because they're not eating off of the tree of life. We can't be upset about that simply because our forefathers, I dare say we, because we're not choosing that, but our forefathers chose that path for us, and the Most High allowed them, and the Most High granted their desires, and here we are. Here we are. He granted their desire of the idolatrous, foolish nations. That's what they wanted. That's what they got. And here we are. And here we are. So at the end of the day, yes. Yeah, we know exactly what they do. Matter of fact, historically, we already know. It's innate in us. The Spirit has already told us, shown us the history, the truth of the story. Matter of fact, the Spirit, our Ruach, has already innately brought forward the truth of our story. Therefore, we don't even need to worry or look at or consider. I take that worry out, because ain't nobody worrying about them. But we no longer have to consider what their story is, nor what they do, nor how they act. Why? Because they are a foolish nation. It now comes back to us. What are we prepared to do? Are we prepared to sit back and get our popcorn and be entertained by their folly? Is that what we are prepared to do, to sit back and watch their demise? Or are we going to be prepared to make sure that we individually are clean, have our oil? The oil represents the experience. The experience is the oil. We've experienced things, hence why we get wisdom, some. Not all, but the wisdom is in the experience. The oil is the experience. So if we entertain them, the five foolish or the foolish nations with no oil, what does that do for us? Is that a benefit to us? And I'm not saying that we got to not see it and not understand what they are doing and going through, because we've got to be able to be aware so that we are not caught up, so that we are not ensnared, right? But we don't have to constantly, and I'm saying this because, you know, there's a lot of camp brethren, and there's other brethren, and they've got ancestors, and they got a lot of disdainment for these people. Well, that energy that they're using, that fuel that they're using, to constantly be in consideration of the heathen Gentiles and their folly is taking away their own oil of truth, their own oil of their own wisdom, their own path, their own light.
And yeah, you know, biblically, yeah, you know, Esau, he didn't like, and Jacob, you know, it was, you know, Esau, Jacob, all of it, it really boils down to, do you know thyself? And if you feel like you know thyself, and you know yourself to the extent that you are good with that, and no one can tell you anything otherwise, great. Now it's time to step up. Now it's time to raise up. Now it's time to move up and move away from. You know, I get it. I've said, you know, righteous vengeance and righteous indignation. It's delicious. It really is. It's good to watch and see and watch someone's demise. But is it right? And is it a benefit? You know, we have missed, a lot of us, we have missed what the will of the Father is. And, you know, I'm sticking on this for a minute because it's so very true and so very key to our maturation and to the wisdom of the Father, back to the Father. You know, I mean, I've got a lot of books. I got a lot of understanding out of these books. I've got a lot of understanding off of brethren and sisters who have done a lot of research and studying. And that's something that we have to understand that, yeah, that was going to be the case once we awakened, because we were destroyed for lack of knowledge. So the knowledge that we initially got was knowledge of self, knowledge of history. Okay, where are we from? So some of us were able, it goes back to when he says, when the scriptures say, you know, come up out of her, my people, right? So you are not partakers of her plagues. Well, that goes hand in hand with, for many are called, but few are chosen. So the many that come up out of her, out of that many, only few are chosen. See, a lot of people have this idea that, oh, all, it sounds like a Gentile. Everybody, all, absolutes. No. The Most High only wants a few to be the light, to be at the wedding, because that few is who he's going to, and he's always had it a few. It's never been a multitude of people that he's used. He's always only used a few. And we know and understand why, because he wants the glory to himself. So the few is those that's come up out of her, but it's a constant testing and trying and going through the fire of those many to the few and the few. So, you know, taking our gaze away from them for a moment and understanding the will of the Father, okay, and understanding what that looks like and what that's about, because, you know, and we all came into this understanding Christianity, okay? We all came into this understanding that, and we all felt within that, we've all been awakened understanding through the process of awakening understanding Christianity or religions or Gentile religions, European religions. We all have had that understanding, and we all became sick with it because it was a bastardization, and that is all fact, okay? And yet now, where are we at? Are we still going to browbeat them, see them for what they are? We already see them for what they are. We already know what they do. That's the point. What are we prepared to do, okay? So, as we've come into this, we've all understood Christianity, and we've all understood our Savior, the Messiah, right? Yeshua, right? We've all, Yahweh Shai, we all understand who he is to us, okay? But what we keep, not forgetting, but what we keep losing focus on is the will of the Father, okay? So this is some verses that I collaborated or put together, compiled, of the will, okay?
of the Father. And some, most all of these we already know, but I'm just going to reiterate them, and I'm going to read a few of them. All right, so this is Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, or Yeshua, Yeshua, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Okay? Thy kingdom come, Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on in earth as it is in heaven. Okay? 1 Peter 2:15. For so is the will of the Father, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Okay? So by doing the will of the Father, we can put to silence their foolishness, which is what I'm saying. We have to, what are we prepared to do? We have to put to silence the ignorance of the foolish men. But we can't do it by our own will. We have to do it by the Father's will. We have to be able to understand the Father's will and put it into practice on a consistency. And that's very difficult because we're still in the world. Now, no, I ain't in the world. No, we still are in this world. It has not yet changed. So we have to be diligent, not only in our research and our studying, but also in the purification of ourselves by way, by which we gain full oil. Okay? Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, or of the Father, right? James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So we can't sit around and just be puffed up and pontificating on the word, being stiff-necked and puffed up like the knowledge. No, we have to use the word. We have to use the word for and by the will of the Father to obtain the wisdom from the Father. And wisdom, what is wisdom? What is wisdom? Wisdom is long-suffering. Wisdom is patience. So I'll make a point. So you got some camp brethren who's out there on the street screaming, yelling, cursing, ranting, and raving, okay? Are they impatient? If you ask me, based on what I've seen, an opinionated fact, they're impatient because they're wanting to hasten the Father's kingdom when they ain't got no control over that. That's not for them to, that is not their concern. Their concern, as is all of our concern, is our own sanctity in the will of the Father. It's our own walk, how we are doing things, how we see things, what we say, what we think, monitoring our minds, our thoughts, making sure that we aren't being a hypocrite, making sure that we're not, you know, we're not the brother who was told to take the beam out of his own eye, making sure we're not those that are ready to cast stones. Because if you are perfected, if you're in the fire, you ain't got time for all that. That's for people outside of the fire who says, oh, no, I ain't going in there. That's too hot. I'm going to sit out here and, you know, browbeat cats. I'm going to sit out here and talk about people. I'm going to sit out here and consider the foolish ways of these foolish-ass people that we already know are foolish. I ain't worried about getting in that fire because it's too hot. I got to deal with that. That's too long of a heat, and I ain't dealing with it. So how are we eating off of their tree, talking about them? I mean, that's crazy. That's not even logical anymore. It's not reasonable, nor is it rational to sit back and eat off the same plate that the heathens are eating off of, telling the heathen that they are dogs.
It don't even make sense. We got to step up, step up. Got to get our minds right. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Is what is at war right now? The mind. And if we are too busy choosing to consider the front, the war on the heathen's front, and not looking at the war that's at our door, well, then we'll be no more. Simple as that. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in Yeshua with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. This is 1 Timothy 2:1-3:16. Okay. Yeah, so 1-16. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Father, the sight of God, our Savior, is what it says, but, you know, it's a Gentile transliteration. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? The truth. What is the knowledge of the truth? That's Yeshua, right? For he is the truth and the way, right? For there is one Father and one mediator between the Father and men, the man Yeshua, gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Yeshua and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjugation. But I suffer not a woman to teach. See, I don't even know why. I wouldn't slow down. See, this, again, we have to consider when we're listening and reading to our word from our Elohim that the heathen has transliterated it. And in their mind and in their thought, they can only, because they're foolish, they can only consider themselves kings. They don't want queens. They don't want women to be part of their kingdom, as we see it now. I mean, women just in their kingdom recently, within the last 80, 90 years, have they come to become semi-queens in their kingdom, okay? So let's skip that one. Because it's just, the will of the Father is how we love him and how we treat our brothers and sisters. Yet, not all brothers and sisters are our brothers and sisters and mothers. Okay? Only those that do the will of the Father. So why do I keep saying this? Because our search, our due diligence, our research, our study now has to be different. It now needs to be seeking the will of the Father. We need to seek his will in order for us to be cleansed and healed. If we're not seeking his will, then we are no better than the heathen who has lied, stolen, destroyed, and killed and changed the narrative for his own ill-gotten gains. I personally don't want ill-gotten gains. I want my inheritance. I want what is rightfully mine. And what is rightfully mine not only is the land, not only is my inheritance, but it's also the will of the Father. Prize is the will of the Father. There's nothing else that matters. I mean, literally, there's nothing else that matters. His will be done, not my will. I'm not running in this world. I'm not walking in this world. I'm not living in this world by my own will. This is the pride. This is what caught us up the last time or the first time. By our own pride, which then begat idolatry, which begat so much other things. But it's the will of the Father that we should be seeking. And in that will, we won't even have to worry about the due diligence of anything else because we'll already know. His spirit, his will have told us. That's what, matter of fact, that's how we even got to this point, by his will. He woke us up. Ain't nobody else wake us up. The white man ain't wake us up. The Indian man, the yellow man, the blue man, the purple man, he ain't wake us up. Didn't nobody come to me and go, hey, you know what? Let me tell you are an Israelite. And let me tell you more. And ain't nobody tell me that. Nobody told me nothing. Matter of fact, all they were telling me was, you dumb, you stupid, you don't know what you're talking about. You niggas always want to take something. Y'all ain't got no history. Y'all are savages, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Father's will was done by way of his spirit to resonate and say and reverberate and echo and say, no, you are my child. And from that point, of course, as I woke up realizing who I was, I was a little put off by these silly heathens, this foolish nation. A little put off and disgusted. Didn't really like them. Had a lot of disdainment for. But as I kept seeking, I kept wanting more and more, the will of the Father allowed me to do so. Now, like many of us, we're at this cusp, at the edge of reason. And we're seeking more. And we're still thirsty. And he said, okay, now, since you've got A to M, now you need N to Z. N to Z is my will. Understand that. Because if nothing else, what? Get understanding. Understanding of what? Of his will, which is what? Wisdom. It's wisdom. I'm wise. I know what I'm not necessarily. Because you ain't got the fullness of the Father's will. You ain't Yeshua. You ain't Yahusha. He had the fullness of the will of the Father. He understood that because he was wise. Beyond belief, he was wise. And here we are, mere chickens, mere sheep, trying to be wiser than the shepherd, thinking that the shepherd's land is ours, that we run it, because we got a little bit of knowledge. All I can say, brothers and sisters, is don't get puffed up on that. You know, don't gain the knowledge just to cut the fools. Because the fools will be silenced based on what? Wisdom. They can't, there's nothing they can say. And even if their mouth is moving, they ain't saying nothing. And we dismiss it anyway because our search is not with them anymore. We're done with them. This is what it's about. We have come full circle. We are done with them. And why is this happening? 2024. 7 years ago, we were in the thick of it. 2024 is coming. And he's telling you, do not be wise in your own conceits. Because why? You know, the fullness of the Gentiles do come in. So he wants us to have understanding of his will so he can deem us wise for his kingdom to come. Otherwise, shoot, you just be you. I mean, where do you want to be? You want to be just like the slaves, just like the servants, just like the heathens? Where do you want to serve in the kingdom to come? These are legitimate questions that, of course, the heathen has never considered. Why? Because they don't even have the wisdom to consider it. They're not even there yet. Like I said, they're over there worrying about Harry and Meghan. They're over there worrying about Adele. They're over there worrying about Barbie and Oppenheimer. They're over there worrying about bug out bags and Putin and China and Biden and Trump. They're over there worrying, not considering. They're over there worrying about foolish things that have no reward. So we have to decide what reward we want. Do we want the heathen Gentile reward, or do we want our Father's reward? And listen, this doesn't mean that, you know, you can't, you know, people, you know, I'm not saying do not be, I guess what I'm not saying is don't consider it at all, because I already made that statement, because we've got to know what's going on in order not to be ensnared in their madness, okay? But we have to take that and push that to the side in our overall studies, in our overall walk, because the goal now is the reward of the Father, which is the will of the Father for the kingdom to come. That's where we're headed. We're no longer dealing with we're no longer dealing with them. I mean, we've already cut off. We have severed the cord from them. We've severed it. We have learned how, over the course of time, we've learned how to be silent and be out of the way. That was our initially. Then we learn how to be, as they say, the spook who sat next to the door, right? Then we learn how to move in and around them. Then we learn how to move with them. Now we're learning how to move away from them towards our reward, towards the will of the Father, and gain the wisdom that was set upon us with the dove, our holy Ruach, from the beginning. So that we can go back into the ancient Israel, ancient past, the Garden of Eden, which is our Eden. Oh, everybody, listen, only a few will gain. See, because we also got to realize that there's order, there's a Melchizedek priesthood, there's a priesthood, and then there's others. Decisions that the Father is talking to you to come up out of her so that you cannot partake of her plagues, but also be tried through the fire, because those that he chastised, he loves. Those that he don't, he don't. There's wisdom in that. The fire is no joke. Chastisement is no joke. Everybody running around, not everybody, and not always Israel, but a lot of the heathen has run around trying to make things comfortable for themselves. Oh, we don't want to go into the fire. Oh, we don't want that stress. Oh, we don't want to deal with that. Well, they're not going to gain it, and they're going to get their reward. They're either get the positive reward or the negative reward. These are the will of the Father. This is what it's all about. Everything is about that. Everything, I'm going to say it one more time, that's an absolute. Everything is about the will of the Father. Do not miss that. Do not hurt yourself missing that. Kicking against a prick, which the prick is the heathen, kicking against them ain't giving you no reward. Matter of fact, all it does is make you worse, makes you angrier, because they fools. They're not going to understand. They have no wisdom in them, the ones that are arguing. Now, there's some that do, but the ones that go back and forth wanting to debate, want to tell us who we are and what we ain't, those have no wisdom in them. So entertaining them shows that you have no wisdom. So it goes back to Sean Connery. What are you prepared to do, Israel? What are you prepared to do? Question only you can deduce. That's not for you to tell. Well, I'm going to do 4 score. The 20 years ago, No. That's for you and the Father. These questions are relative to you and the Father, because everyone's purpose and mission is different. And we have to win the day. We have to win the day. 1,000 years. You realize no one has won the day. We have not won the day. We have to win the 7th day. We've never rested. We've never won it. How can eternity come if we don't win the 7th day? If we don't win the day, Israel, that's our problem now. And listen, this ain't browbeating Israel. This is real talk, because preparation is the key to how we see and seek the will of the Father. Learn everything that you can, because knowledge is power. Yet, as you learn this, do not miss the reason why. The reason why is the Father woke you up so that you can seek him. And as you seek him, you learn his will. His will is to treat people the way you want to be treated, so that you can gain even more favor. Because favor of the Father is key. We've seen all their wickedness and their triflingness and their idioticness. We've seen it. It's in our face. In our face this. But hey, we got to rise above it, because they dumb as hell, and that's okay, because that's them. So are you prepared to hang out with the dumb as hell crew or the righteous crew, who's seeking the will of the Father, not the self-righteous crew talking about that they, you know, they can break dance. They the best break dancers in the world. You know, the all-live self-righteous crew, a.k.a. the Christianity crew. Or are you trying to hang out with the righteous crew seeking the will of the Father? Ah, the way, you know, Jesus came and he did away with the laws and he did it. Listen, the laws were not given to the foolish nations. It was only given to Israel. So all of that is a mockery of our nation. It's a mockery because we chose to hang out with them. So they mocking us. Ah, the laws is done away with. They went away with you, Israel, because the law is you, and you chose to come hang out with us, and because you chose to hang out with us, we're telling you that the law's done if you want to hang out with us. Well, now today, we no longer want to hang out with them. So now we're instituting our laws, and that law is coming into play within us because we have to subject ourselves to the law, to the order of the Father. To his will. His will is the order, is the law. And we can't be upset because these ignorant, foolish, heathen Gentiles have done their thing. Because we chose to go and play with them. So me personally, my first inclination in preparing to seek the will of the Father, I took my ball and I went home. I'm done with that. I'm not enamored or entertaining their ways. I'm seeking the Father's will by way of Yeshua's ways. That's the key too. The key is understanding that Yeshua came, Yahushua came to us so that we can see the way to the will of the Father. And of course, the heathens, being a foolish nation, looked at that and said, oh, shoot, he's dead. We killed him. The way is done, but he still loves us. So, okay, then so be it. There's no more to talk about with them, to them, about them, because they are foolish. You can't even make it up no more. You know, we, the Israelites, were complicit in the murder with the heathen Gentiles of Yeshua. So what are we prepared to do to rectify that? Are we willing to repent, atone, and seek the Father's will by way of Yeshua? Or not. We can't continue to be lukewarm, fighting them and looking for the Father. To hell with them. I mean, I mean, everything that they do is straight up folly. It's like fool's gold. I mean, everything. I mean, the reason I was laughing is because I'm like, why you need to go down to the Titanic? Fool. Matter of fact, why are you going down to the Titanic in a balloon that the pressure is going to destroy you? Why would you do that? Why are you still sending people trying to bamboozle us to believe that you can get out of here, go to the moon? You can't get past the Van Allen belt, which is pure radiation. You can't do it. Why do you think that you look great? This sun is beat. Listen. The solar flares that happened in February. It's here. It's heated up. It was on its way. They said, "Oh yeah, it's a show. Look at these, go all these great solar flares. Look how great. Oh, I'm awestruck." Now it's burning their ass up. I'm out in the sun and I'm good. Of the fact of the matter, of the dominant and recessive, you don't hear nobody talking about that because they're foolish. Because their principles were based on folly. And now it's all being shown, which is the joke of the whole matter, which is why we don't even need to, which is why we don't even need to consider them anymore. If anything, you know, I have some empathy for them because they're so dumb, so foolish, and still trying to make it seem like they know everything. And you know, fine, you believe what you want to, believe what you may, be who you want to, be who you may. Doesn't matter to me. You know, you're not in my bed, you know. I'm not up in your face, you're not up in my face. Do what you want. Be who you want. And if you can be who you want and do as you want, so can I. Boom. Blasted, bombastic, right there. This is the will of the Father, that he allowed them to do everything that they wanted to do, foolishly, mind you, everything, so that when we wake up, we can follow him by just simply saying, "Hey, aren't you doing everything and being everything that you want to be? Then I'm going to be who I want to be. I'm going to be who I am." And there's no debate. You know, I see a lot of information. You know, the only social media things that I really entertain and deal with is Instagram and TikTok. And when I'm looking at TikTok in particular, it is full of historical facts that's coming out. And it's interesting because it's like this whole CRT thing has blown up in their face because they foolishly thought that they could change history again. Oh, shoot, we did it in the past. We'll just change it again. Well, how are you going to change it? We'll just say it didn't happen, or we'll just not acknowledge it. We'll change a couple words here and there. See, this is how you know who's who and what's what. This is why you know the fools were in control of us. And now they're not. Because we can see that we can see the error. So the yoke of that millstone, that 1,000-pound, that ton wrapped around our neck is now around their neck. And they don't know how to handle it. Our lats, latissimus dorsi, our biceps, our triceps, our shoulder. Oh my goodness, y'all know our shoulders. Shoot, we've been carrying around that for a long time. We strong, and that's what I'm saying. We are so strong, Israel, that now we need to completely dismantle the yoke of that millstone that's been around our neck and leave it for them to put on their own neck. And we just need to seek after the Father. And everything becomes real smooth. It becomes real simple. And we've already endured and had long suffering. Our nation collectively has endured and had long suffering. Individually, we have endured and had long suffering. So this is nothing new to us. We just lost patience with them because we woke up realizing that these fools have been over us. But before that, we were long suffering with patience. We had to have patience. Patience is the virtue. It is the key to wisdom. Because if you're impatient, you ain't wise. Oh, shoot, I'm just gonna run out there and and see what's going on in them streets. Well, that and being impatient, you're supposed to be patient. You're supposed to be wait. You're supposed to be silent. You're supposed to sit still during this last part of Jacob's trouble. Yes, we will be, he will be saved out of it, but only if he applies wisdom, he or she applies wisdom. That's it. Wisdom wins the day, and we have to win the day. We have never won the day. Think about that. Humanity has never won the day, nor has mankind for that matter. But we humans who were supposed to win the day chose to play with mankind who was not supposed to win the day, hence why we have never won the day. Therefore, now we have the opportunity to win the day, but only if we seek after the Father's will. The truth is the facts of the matter. The truth is that, you know, the truth is anything that can be told, that can be deemed true based on the initial lie of the heathen. So that's easy. But we are now in a new season because we all already know. Now we know. And because we know, that gives us strength. And in our strength, based on the knowledge that we have to apply and use wisdom with it now so that we can have our inheritance and our land back. Otherwise, I mean, shoot, we're just going to be just like them. Even though the Father's already got it destined, got it planned, he already knows who's who, what's what, and how it's going to be. We just now sitting here dealing with the last echo effect of his will, of our free will, of our free agency. And, yeah, it's tough. It's tough dealing with the truth through wisdom or wisdom through the truth, however way you want to look at it. It's tough because in having truth and wisdom, there's only one way. There's only one way to do that. And that's understanding the way of Yeshua and seeking the Father's will for you. Because when you're in his will, he gathers other people in his will, there's your few. That's the beauty of what's happening. That is the beauty of what's happening. Yes, we know that these demons, these demons have gone on red alert, and they are now going to and fro these vessels who, one, had no spirit or sold their spirit. I shouldn't say sold. Who had no spirit and gave away their spirit. They're now in them. And we who chose to keep our spirit. Now, and before I finish that, we who chose to keep our spirit, before I finish that, that's not a color. It's not black or white. What that is truth and righteousness. So those that chose truth and righteousness and the walk of the will of the Father, by the will, in the will of the Father, they get to go through the fire. They get to come out glistening, a light. It's the Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego brothers. They were in there like, shoot, let's just do it. I'm not bowing down to you, King of Babylon. I'm not bowing down to you. Shoot, just throw us in the fire, whatever. We'll come out like light, like gold, polished gold. And they did. And they did. Those stories, those events of our people in the ancient past is what we have to lean on today so that we can understand how the will of the Father looks to us and for us and on us. And every other preposition about us, every other preposition that there may be. That's why, you know, I'm saying, you know, what are we prepared to do? What are we prepared to do, Israel? Because, you know, things aren't resonating the way that they used to resonate with me in this walk. That's through the nation and the heathen alike. I want more. I know that there's more. I can see that there's more. I can feel that there's more. I can't get bogged down with the madness of the many, of the world. I don't want that around my neck. I don't want sour to me. Every time I see it on TV, it's sour to me. I can't even watch TV no more. I mean, no movies. I mean, I got all this TV and nothing to watch. Nothing to watch. Nothing's on worth a shit. Everything, I got to suspend my disbelief. I got to look at how they think that they're everything. I got to see them in everything. I got to see us acting foolish. I got to see us low. I don't want that. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that. Every time I do a search of ancient Israel, I got to see them in it. Ancient Mizraim, see them in it. And it's not that I'm mad or hateful of them. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of that. I mean, it doesn't resonate with me anymore. It doesn't even put me in an angry state. It just puts me in a somber state of I want more. There's got to be more to this. And of course there's more to this. The more is the will of the Father. That's why the Father had them compile their 66, so we can understand his will through it. Then the rest of them was the actual historical actions of them against us. Because none of this was set up for them. It was always set up for us. All of it, every bit of it is about, it's about us. It's about us at this time. It wasn't even about us then. It was about us now. And, you know, as I've said before, you know, I went to school. I went to their European colleges and studied history and studied his story. Never found me in it. And I dug and dug trying to see me, trying to find me, trying to be me. Never could find it. This truth, this walk, by his will, did he wake me up? This is what's real. This is what's true. The will. And just so y'all know, it ain't no coincidence that my name is William. Because I'm seeking the will. It's in me. And all the Father is doing through me is to tell you all, hey, it's time to switch gears. Now we got to go up this hill, switch gears. Because his will be done as it is in heaven. Don't forget that and believe that. Like that is a given. Because we're seeing it now. And if you think that we have the will to chastise them, you're in the wrong gear. You're not going to make it up the mountain. And this is a steep hill. Mount Zion is steep. It's treacherous. It's dangerous. It's killed many a man, many a woman, many a child. It's destroyed nations. But it also has created worlds, created planets, created air, water, people, plants, animals. But you got to be in the right gear. And I don't mean dressing in the right gear. I mean in the right gear to make it up the mountain. You got to be prepared. You've got to be long-suffering. You've got to show wisdom. Is it wise to run up this hill? I'm just going to sprint up this hill. This is what a lot of us are doing, especially a lot of the brethren. You know, them camp brethren, they running up this hill because a lot of, and the Christians too, they running up, they trying to run up Mount Zion. Everybody trying to run up Mount Zion to get to the top so that they can say they king of the hill, they king of the mountain. And there's only one king. And every time that they do that, this is where we are. Every time that they have ran up that hill, they've been destroyed. And as they come rolling down, wisdom would have it, oh, let me get out the way they coming down. There's another one. Boom. There's another one. The Father ain't playing. I mean, judgment starts with us. We think that judgment's already started with us. No, sir, at the end, judgment still starts with us because he wants us to be his nation. And he's not going to let us be his nation like we were before, like our forefathers were. That ain't going to happen. No, sir, no way, no how. It's not going to happen. We're not going to have pride. We're not going to be stiff-necked. We're not going to be puffed up. We're just not. That's not going to happen. Not to get in. Once you're in, scriptures say, the thousand-year reign, there'll be some rebels, right? Now, to me, that is pure madness to get into the kingdom and still be bamboozled. That shows a lot of who you are and what you really desire. You know, it said that the rebels will be eating, you know, rats. Not, you know, brothers, shoo, I want to eat me something now. I don't want this cud. I don't want this no more. I want something meaty. I want something tasty. Then, after they get put down, then the rest get judged again. They got to go through the fire because we have to complete the seventh day. That seventh day is so key. Adam didn't finish it. The nation didn't finish it. We were being hypocrites on the seventh day. We running around talking about, shoo, you can't be doing no work on the seventh day the whole time we doing work. It's in the law. It ain't got, no. What's in your heart, man? Woman, what's in your heart? What is your intent? Is your intent to seek and find the will of the Father or not? It's simple now. This is where it's changed. As a group, we've come to this crossroad. Individually, we've come to this crossroad. And the crossroad is going to be you're going to stay where you're at on the mountain, or you get to rise on the mountain. You get to continue your journey on the mountain, Mount Zion. Not everybody gets to get to the top. Not everybody's going to be at the top. If you're okay being where you're at, so be it. It's great. It's okay. And who the hell am I to say that you can't be at the, you know, wherever you're at on the mountain and be okay with that? As you should be okay with that, if that's your choice, if that's your free will choice to make, that's okay. That's no problem. But don't be trying to hold me and others back from carrying on up the mountain. And I've always said this, you know, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. And it's 2024, and to me, the X marks the spot. This is my opinion, just mine. To me, the X marks the spot is when we have, when the frequency opens up, and we'll have the choice to move forward or not. So it becomes a mind, I'm not gonna say a third eye, but something else in our mind opens up. It's like it just opens. And for some, for everyone, it's going to open. Everyone is going to open. But people are going to be scared of this opening, this nuanced awakening. And they're not going to want it. And they're going to stay standard, stay stuck where they are. Or Pluto and the signs were in the sky 249 years ago, we as a people knew much more. When that happened, closed the door. And we lost knowledge. And we've been seeking knowledge. If there's nothing else we've been seeking, we've been seeking knowledge. Like, we are out here seeking this knowledge. And just as I'm saying that, maybe the X marks the spot is the, since this is the promised land, if you will, the land of Ephraim. Maybe that's the tree of life comes into view. I don't know. What I do know is not going to destroy the land, not going to destroy the people. Of historical truths, facts of the matter of the past, it's always been a mental illness that people suffered and were destroyed by. I mean, there's been cataclysms too, earthly cataclysms, but there was an awful lot of mental illness of destruction, like people just start losing their minds. And so this time, as it X marks the spot, again, my opinion, this time it's gonna do the same. It's going to open up another portal, but it could be a portal in the mind. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But what I do know is if you ain't searching for the Father, for the Father's will, it could be tricky for you. And this is Israel and heathen alike. Forget that Jew and Gentile, Israelite and heathen alike. That's what this is about. There's only two types of people. We're seeing it. Those that love the Father's will and those that do not. The heathen and the Israelite. The Church of Mahan and the assemblage. This is duality that we've been fighting and dealing with, even in our own minds, in our own thoughts, in our own ways. That's why the Father sent our brethren, our Master, our Messiah, and said, "Hey, you guys ain't gonna be able to figure this out, and you guys ain't gonna understand this way. So I'm here to show you the way and to help you figure it out. But you're gonna have to cleave to me." And just like I'm telling the heathens and the Gentiles, if they don't have to cleave to you, you're going to have to cleave to me. If you want to make it up this hill, if you want to make it up to Mount Zion, you're going to have to cleave to me because I know the way. I know the path. If you're trying to go up Mount Zion without me, you surely, surely will die. That's what he's saying. You can't get to the Father who's sitting at the top of his mountain. You can't get to the, and he's throwing rocks down. You know, he's setting traps. He's doing these things because all he wants is the righteous to get to him. He wants the best of the best of the best of the best to get to him. He don't want these halfway crooks, halfway punks. He don't want them. That's why he keeps them where they are. They can't, they're not, they don't even know the master. They can't even see the, they can't even entertain the master just because of the way he looks. The master's here. He's going, all right, my people, here I be. And people are going, what? That's who's going to, I got to follow up? Nah, I ain't messing with it. And we go, brethren, let's go, master. And he's going, all right, let's go. It ain't going to be easy. Are you prepared? And many of us, yeah, we prepared. On the way up, that's why I always talk about Jacob's ladder. On the way up, we start seeing the heathen come down. And some of us love that. Some of us was like, yeah, look at that fool. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go down and browbeat him. And then we turn back around, and the master's gone. The master, Messiah, mountain climber is gone. And the path is gone too. And now you stuck in that place until the master comes back down the mountain, Zion, and is willing to bring people back up again. If he does, what are we prepared to do? Are you, do you have your bags packed? Do you have your oil? Are you ready? Because remember he said, make sure that you have your oil, which I have equated to wisdom, right? So make sure you are wise when you get ready to come to my wedding feast, which is at the base of Mount Zion. Because when you open this door, you got to be ready. You know, we talk about pure of heart, pure of mind. You got to be ready, man and woman. Because you don't want to get there and not be ready. You don't want to get in and be eating rats. You don't want to get in and be hemmed up and never, and then get to the eighth day of eternity and then be in the lake of fire, be convicted within your own conscience over and over and over again. And how does that look? Well, you know, I saw the Messiah get ready to go up the hill, and you know, I chose to browbeat this heathen, and I looked back, and he was gone. That's a major regret. Think of how that will feel on your conscience. I had to stop for a minute because I had to get more information on A, B, and C, and then when I looked up, the master was gone. How's that going to feel? This is all about the will of the Father. This is all about getting your own oil, which, again, is wisdom. Be wise, but not in your own conceit. Don't think you know everything. Because as soon as you turn to the left or the right, when you should have been looking straight ahead on the Master, on the Messiah, on Yeshua, you're lost. You're lost. Because, again, Mount Zion is steep. It is steep. And it is no joke. They talk about Mount Everest and Kilimanjaro. Nothing. Mount Hermon. Nothing. Nothing on Mount Zion. But the reward is when you get there, when you get there, it's beautiful. And all of your efforts were not in vain. Not in vain. So don't be like the heathens who are doing all this stuff in vain, in their own vain imaginations, in their own vanity and own fantasy. Don't do that. When you see them falling down the hill and falling over themselves and falling down airplane steps, yeah, it's hilarious, but make sure that you keep your eyes on the prize. Make sure you tighten up.
because it's about I keep getting a feeling that it's about to be crazy. Things that we've never seen before is about to happen. Mental illness is about to skyrocket. And the heathen and the heathen will come out in full force, and we will be surprised who these people are, who these beings are. Because remember, they got us caught up in this, ensnared in this black and white, which really ain't got nothing to do with it. Because if you're doing his will, and that's like you getting on the you on the narrow path up the mountain, up Mount Zion, and all of a sudden here comes this this being who you say is a heathen or a Gentile or a white person, and they pass you, getting in front of you, you mad. You take your eyes off the prize, and now you're hemmed up, and they're gone. This is why it's important. This is why the Spirit comes to lead us, because we have to lead others, because we understand who's leading us and where we're going. You think they know where we're going? Do you think they know where they're going? Them fools is running around here talking about, you know, going to heaven. And a rapture, they don't know that they got to make a trek, a journey up Mount Zion. They don't even understand that. They don't, oh, that's esoteric occultism. What? What? Jacob's ladder, it's pontification. Listen, it's simple. Yeshua is the way up this mountain. The mountain that is the largest mountain in this world, in this universe, in his creation. He would sit down to the valley below, and people scoffed at him because he was rickety. He was dark. He was mangy. But he had these shoes on. That was just uncanny. And he could go, he could run with these shoes. And everybody didn't see him, right? They didn't see him. And he was like, yo, I'm doing the Father's will. I ain't got time for you to be over here talking crap. They hated him because he said, I can make it up the mountain. Only me. People, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they sat around and was like, this nigga think that he can get up that hill. But then they go, well, what if he can? Well, then if he says that he can get up the hill and they can and he does it, then where would that leave us? Mockery, mockery. Scoffing, scoffing. Hate, hate. We got to kill him before he gets up that mountain. Not understanding that it didn't matter if he was in the physical or the spiritual. The Father's will was going to be done. He was the way. So, Israel, what are you prepared to do? Do whatever you're going to do, but be prepared to do it and accept the consequences of it. Keep your eyes on the prize or not. Be part of the nation or not. Hate the heathen Gentiles or not. But don't be surprised when that mountain slipsides you away. Don't be surprised. Because right now, we must keep our eyes on the prize. All praises to the God, to the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the nation. I pray thee that you all, we all, us, endure, long-suffer, and persevere with patience and wisdom to see the Master, the Messiah, Yeshua, Yahweh Shai, go up that mountain, Mount Zion. I wish only the best. I wish only peace and blessings on our nation and those that cleave to it.
all the brethren and the sisters that are out here in the struggle and the long-suffering and the fight, not being a stumbling block, I praise thee with thee for our Father's will. All those yet to cleave, I pray thee that you do, that the Father's will does allow you to cleave. Because time is of the essence. It's running out quickly. Many are called, but few are chosen. Shalom.